From KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Harum Helmi. This week, the second of a two-part discussion on health literacy and the healthcare reform. As part of the Affordable Care Act, Missouri's uninsured can choose to enroll in the state's health exchange come October. Just as a refresher, the exchange is an online marketplace where anyone who isn't already insured will be able to compare and purchase different insurance plans. Now, Missouri has missed the deadline to create its own exchange or start a state-federal partnership. So now the federal government is going to set it up. Problem is, even though the exchange is supposed to be open for enrollment in about 6 months, no one knows what it looks like yet. And getting enrolled is an involved process. The Associated Press recently obtained a draft of the application to the exchange for a family of three. It has 15 pages. Katina O'Leary is the director of Health Literacy Missouri, a nonprofit group that's working to make healthcare topics more understandable. I recently talked to her about why still not knowing what the marketplace looks like at this point could be a problem.
Unfortunately, since we're not going to know for a little bit exactly what it looks like, we're losing time that could be useful in helping people understand and prepare. It would be really great if we could manage people's expectations and start training them on what they're going to need to know and how they're going to need to work to navigate the system.
What are some of the challenges that Missourians face in this being in the marketplace, you know, trying to buy your own health insurance?
The first challenge for a lot of people is many people haven't been insured at all, ever. So they don't even understand what that means, where they would go for health care if they are insured versus not. Does this mean we have to get a different doctor? Do we have to have the same doctor? There are all kinds of questions about what care would be provided for patients. There's also a really simple question of, you know, there's an online marketplace. Not everybody is comfortable with an online system. They don't know where to go. They don't know how to use the internet. Maybe they don't have a computer at their house. And, you know, that's just the simplest part of getting set up in the system. And then once you're set up in the system, you actually have to figure out how to start to use it.
Are there any resources for Missourians to learn about the exchange?
I think if a person is comfortable with the internet, there are some great government resources about what could happen. You know, talking with your doctor maybe is a good thing. If you have a visit planned and have a couple minutes at the visit and you just ask the nurse, hey, is there anything I need to think about? Maybe that's a good way for some people to get some information.
It sounds like there isn't a place for Missourians to go and learn about this right now.
The problem is a lot of the not-for-profits like Health Literacy Missouri, the Missouri Foundation for Health, a lot of us are waiting because we don't want to deliver the wrong message. So as soon as we learn what's really going to happen, people will gear up to start speaking very clearly about what to do. We need to be careful with the information. We don't want to scare people. This is going to be manageable. This is whatever happens, we're going to figure it out. We're going to do it. People are going to get through the system. But, you know, we don't want to give people the wrong message.
For more on what we do know about the exchange, go to kbia.org. That's it for this week's Health and Wealth Update. Thanks for listening. I'm Harum Helmi.